ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் டு சங்கம் லிட். திஸ் இஸ் நந்தினி கார்கி அண்ட் இன் திஸ் எபிசோட் வி பர்சீவ் பிளட்ஷெட் அண்ட் லாஸ் இன் அ பேட்டில் ஃபீல்ட் அஸ் டெபிக்டட் இன் சங்கம் லிட்ரரி ஒர்க் புறநானூறு 368 பென் ஃபார் த சேரா கிங் குடக்கோ நெடுஞ்சேரலாதன் பை த போயட் கலா தலையார். The verse is situated in the category of Vagai Thinai or Victory and talks about a king's generosity in the midst of great strife. Kaliru mugandu peyarguvam yenine oliru malai thavirkum kunram pole kaima ellam kanai idat tholaindana kodunji nedundher mugakkuvam yenine kadumpari nalman vaanguvayin olgi நெடும் பீடு அழிந்து நிலம் சேர்ந்தனவே. கொய்சுவல் புறவி முகக்குவம் எனினே மெய் நிறைந்த வலுவோடு பெரும் பிரிதாகி வழி வழக்கு அறுத்த வங்கம் போல குருதியம் பெரும் புனல் கூர்ந்தனவே. அங்க முகவை இன்மையின் உகவை இன்றி இறப்போர் இறங்கும் இன்னாவியன் களத்து ஆள் அழிபடுத்த வாழ்ஏர் உழவ கடா ஆ யானை கால்வழி அன்ன என் தொடரி தென்கண் தெளிர்ப்ப ஒற்றி பாடி வந்தது எல்லாம் கோடியர் முழவுமருள் திருமணி மிடைந்தனின் அரவு உரல் ஆரம் முகக்குவம் எனவே. We begin our exploration of a new series of songs revealing death and loss in a battlefield. The poet sings these words to this Chera king as he lies on that field after wreaking havoc on enemy troops, his life about to part away. If I thought I could get elephants and part away all those trunk-bearing beasts akin to hills that block radiant rain clouds have perished, pierced by arrows. If I thought I could get tall chariots with golden crowns, fine and fast horses have pounced on them, and losing their tall magnificence, these are lying on the ground. If I thought I could obtain horses with well-trimmed manes, with their bodies brimming with scars, they have lost their life, appearing like ships without wind in the midst of that huge sea of blood. And so, owing to the lack of any gifts to be obtained without happiness, appears this terrible battlefield where supplicants seek to no avail, O sword-bearing farmer who has stacked bodies. As I strike against the eye of my todari drum, akin to a wild elephant's foot, and come singing to you, it appears as if it is to receive that snake-like necklace adorning your fine chest, akin to the drum of a dancer. Time to delve into the nuances. The poet talks about how he dreamt about receiving elephants from the winning king, but all the elephants there were lying about dead like slain mountains pierced by arrows. He then turns his attention to chariots and says, likewise, he is not going to be getting any chariots because these are lying shattered on the ground. Next, the spotlight falls on horses and he says, horses are not coming home with him either, for these are lying like immobile ships without wind in that sea of blood, covered with wounds many. Such is that terrible battlefield where there seem to be no winners, and supplicants are sure to return empty-handed, adds the poet. However, even in that dire situation of his life about to part away, the Chera king seems to have wanted to give the golden chain around his neck to this poet, which makes the poet lament that his song to the accompaniment of his todari drum seems to have fetched him the last gift from this ruler, the snake-like chain on his beautiful chest, compared to a dancer's drum, as his heart is echoing the last few beats of his life. A poet's register of a king's poignant end. On the other hand, that matter-of-fact expectation to receive elephants, chariots and horses makes me think that perhaps it was a practice of those Sangam kings to give these gifts to poets who sang about them. Could these extend beyond mere poetic exaggeration and be facts of reality? And what did these poets do with those animals and chariots? Leaving aside such unanswerable questions, we can see how through the images of this verse, the poet brings alive the gore of an ancient battlefield and also illustrates a Tamil king's generosity that extended till his last breath. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandanikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.